Okay, hi everybody. I'm on the phone because I don't think my sound is working yet. But, okay. Sorry for the delay. Okay, the Dalid, Klau Alpha Chates. The feeling is so Hagnos, Shigina, Traveo, Gina is Atzmai. If a person says Hashem about himself and the other person together in one sentence, Gam came Bezet, Hagnos Gufa. It's still called Lashon Hara because what's the difference that you won't, you know, you're putting yourself down. Now, the concept that gets to Havamina would be that if you're saying something about yourself and someone else, then maybe you don't mean to say that it's a negative thing. You know, how bad could it be if I'm saying about me and the other guy? Excuse me, about me and the other person. Right? But Afal Pi Kein, he says it's still Lashon Hara. Okay? Now I don't see a major chiddush in this, but so the way he's learning here is that you see from here is that even if you're not trying to put down someone, but that alone that you're saying something negative about them is Lashon Hara. In other words, sometimes you're saying something negative without trying to put them down. Just like, yeah, look, yeah, it's a negative attribute, but a lot of people have it. That'll...
No.
That's a problem. Okay. Let's start Klal Beis. Okay. Klal Beis, this is a very, very complicated Klal. He's going to talk now about Lashon Hara that's being said publicly in front of three people. Now, what he's bavarning over here is the whole Klal is to come to preempt people's preconceived notions about this heter. Now, the people have preconceived notions about this heter because they must be Talmidei Chachamim. They must have learned Erechin already. And it says over there in the Gemara that Lashon Hara that's said in front of three people is more to repeat it. So, therefore, there's obviously a lot of misconceptions about this halacha. Primarily, first of which is that people assumed that what it means is, oh, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara in front of three people. So, it's great. So, you know, I'm about to say just a piece of Lashon Hara, call over one other guy, and I need a whole bag of it. Right? So these mistakes and mistakes similar to them is what the Chafetz Chaim over here is bavarning in the whole Klal Beis. Right? His Osir L'Saper L'Shon Hara L'Chaveiro. Af Shu Emes, Afil B'Fnei Yachid. You cannot say L'Shon Hara in front of an individual. The Kol Shekein B'Fnei Rabin. Kol Shekein you cannot say in front of multiple people. The Kol She Yisrabu Hashoyim Yisrabu Avoy Nam L'Saper. The more people hearing, the worse it is. M'Fnei because people are even worse off. Basically, they got even more embarrassed because it's being done in front of even more people. Furthermore, you're involving more people in the Aveiro of hearing the Lashon Hara. So on all fronts, the more people you say the Lashon Hara to, the worse it is, not the better it is. Okay? And therefore, like we said yesterday, publicly putting something out there in the public arena, in the internet, anything like that. Culturegain publishing an article, something, whatever, is obviously probably the worst form of Lashon Hara, as we said. Okay? Now, he goes on, he says, Umash, and Chazal, the heter of Chazal, that says you could say Lashon Hara in front of three people. Hainu b'davar she'ena g'nai gomer. What is that heter? What do you mean I'm allowed to say Lashon Hara in front of three people? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hainu b'davar she'enenu g'nai gomer. That's specifically for something which is not all bad. Not that bad. That dibur shelo yesh lo shnei panim. And the dibur can be understood in two ways. So, in kaze yadua shetolo lefi dibur she'omer oisei ha'mesaper be'esi pura. It really depends on the tone and the way you're saying it at the time. Bezei tiru chazal lo'omer b'fnei shloisha. You're allowed to say such a piece of Lashon Hara in front of three people. V'talu, and they said, ki v'she'omer dvar b'fnei shloisha, since it's said in front of three people, yadeh b'vadai, she'yavu b'dvarim. You know that the guy's going to hear about it. The chavra is like, because the person who you told it to has his friends. V'akenu shomer es atzmei beis amira, loyimar ba'ifin shlohayam minkar milshon eloshon g'day. He's going to say it specifically in a way that's not going to sound so bad. So, this is basically Tosis of Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Now, like this. Basically, a person could say something. If they're not careful the way it's understood, then even if they didn't mean something bad, it will be Lashon Hara. That's the Chiddush here, first of all. So I said something. I didn't really mean for it to be bad, but it was understood as a bad thing. Why? Because maybe I wasn't clear enough, or maybe I didn't, make it very clear, or maybe my tone, or maybe I have some negativity there. So let's say you say something like, this guy's a big spender. Okay. So you say, wow, this guy's such a big spender, whatever. What do you mean to say? He wastes money on stupid things. He wastes money on things which are not important. That's what was understood from what you said. Now, really, maybe what you meant was that he's willing to buy things. He gives a lot of tzedakah, for example, right? So if you just said it, Stamazay, to somebody, this guy spends money like it's water. So, okay. Now, if you said it in front of three people, now you're saying something a little more serious, and you know that the guy's going to hear about what you said. Imagine the guy was here himself. There's a similar chazal that says anything that you would say, if the guy was here, it's mutter to say. So Chafetz Chaim says, so in az panim is allowed to say Lashon Hara? The guy that's mechutzim could say Lashon Hara? Because even the guy was here, I would say it. It's so true that this guy's a ganesh. I want him to hear it. Okay, so that's not the heter. So what does chazal mean? Chazal saying there's something which is in between. If you would say it in the way that you're saying it in front of him, there must be that you would that you don't think it's that bad, and you're saying it in the way that's understood to be good. So therefore, since this is like that, because since you know that the guy's going to hear what you said, you're going to make sure that it was understood that you meant to say this guy won't give stuff to anybody. You'll say it in a way, that he's so generous, he's willing to. Just to spend money on whatever anyone needs, as long as they spend money. You could say the same thing and just tone it a little bit differently, and that would be mutter. So according to the Chafetz Chaim, this is the first pshat. There's just places this pshat in the sugya. So this is the first pshat. The heter ha'atei p'tasel is not by regular lashon hara. Heter ha'atei p'tasel is only in lashon hara. That is only in Lashon Hara that is, what's it called? I can answer it in two ways. Okay? He's going to explain more of this a little later. This is the Hakdama to the Simin, okay? We'll get into it tomorrow, all the prophets, some of the prophets.
Nee, nee.
Nee.